So April 1st for most of us is April Fool's Day, but to Tim Kirkwood, flight attendant, author of The Flight Attendant Job Finder and Career Guide, it was an economic milestone, right, Tim?
It was indeed. I found myself out of work.
But what specifically happened to you on April 1st?
That's when I was furloughed from my full-time job.
Furloughed. Would you define the word furlough for me, please?
Well, furlough in a union seniority-based system means that you've been laid off from work. You are, you know, no longer part of the company, but you are on a list for recall. They have to call you back before they can hire anybody off the street.
All right. Jason Ramirez, what does furlough mean to you?
Well, furlough mean for myself is taking a few days off. Actually, forced taking a couple of days off from work. For me, it was 2 days a month and a 10% reduction in my pay.
Two voices there of an economic statistic that's actually predominating in this recession economy. Jason Ramirez works in web design and video production. He's out in Los Angeles, California. Tim Kirkwood, who we just spoke with, flight attendant, been on full-time furlough since April 1st. He joins us from San Francisco. Here in the studio, Beth Koblenner, personal finance expert and author of the New York Times bestseller, Get a Financial Life, right here in the studio. Beth, what does it mean to be furloughed, and how do you go about surviving a furlough versus a layoff?
Right. Well, it's really tough. You know, it's this temporary reduction in time worked, but it's really a euphemism for people not getting paid and being told, don't come into work for those few days. You know, it's interesting. I looked into the history of furloughs, and back in 1932, Herbert Hoover furloughed most federal workers earning over $1,000, and he told them not to come into work for a month. And now we're seeing furloughs happening. You know, we traditionally think of it as manufacturing jobs and the airlines, like our guest here, but we're now seeing it more go into the publishing industry, even the finance industry, where companies are saying, you know what, take off a few days, take off a week. We don't want you to come in, or we're not going to pay you.
And it sounds very benign, as Beth says it. Furlough, hey, furlough, right. Take a month off.
It's very Beth, all in this
Koblenner,
together.
Right, she's an economic analyst, but when you hear furlough, Jason, does that sound benign to you?
Yeah, a little bit, but, you know, I'm trying to just make the best with it and just kind of rolled. It kind of helps out versus just losing my job in general.
All right. I want to describe both of your situations here. Jason Ramirez and Tim Kirkwood have important differences. Jason, your furlough is kind of a 2 days a month. It's a reduction in hours, really?
That's correct. Two days a month, and it's a 10% deduction pay, attaining full benefits. So my vacation, 401k.
Right.
And medical benefits all stay the same.
Now, Tim Kirkwood, you're on a union-enforced, basically a layoff, but the seniority says that you get hired back first. That feels a little more draconian than what Jason is going through, right?
Well, yes, because I've just experienced this previously, and that was a 4.5-year furlough.
Whoa.
And we ran close to running off the edge of the cliff there because it was a 5-year recall. At the end of the 5 years, then you're on the street, and if you want to come back, you start all over at the bottom again.
Well, Beth Koblenner, what advice would you have for Jason versus Tim on what you do if you're in this kind of a furlough situation, a kind of hours reduction versus a waiting game, which is what Tim's going through?
Right. Well, what Jason has been doing is, because I talked to him earlier, he actually has been training for other work. He's doing some work for an EMT. He wants to, you know, get into that field. So it's great. One very important thing is to use your time constructively, whether it be putting your resume together or getting some part-time job or even some volunteer work. I think the main thing, though, is even though it has this nice sound, furlough, and it has this kind of all in this together, everybody's sacrificing, everybody's taking off time from work. However, it's a pay cut, and you're getting less money, and you have to adjust your spending. You have to figure out, you know, 2 days a month doesn't sound like a big deal. And, oh, 2 days, that sounds pretty good, but it's a 10% pay cut.
That sounds big. Have you adjusted your spending, Jason?
Hey, absolutely. That's definitely happened. Additionally, I've tried to save some money, and I've decided to move home to my parents' home.
There is a big one.
Are your parents there? Put them on the phone.
Jason Ramirez in Los Angeles, California, works in web design and video production. And a reminder, Tim Kirkwood is a flight attendant in San Francisco, California. I suspect you've adjusted your spending, but I'm curious, Tim, how do you even go about looking for work if you have to say that you could be rehired at any time?
Well, that's the frustrating part, is you have a hard time getting started in that process because you're like, well, I could be back to work next year, or I could be back to work in even 3 or 4 years, and some employers are going, well, we don't want to hire you. And even other airlines have come up with a stipulation of if you want us to hire you, you have to resign from your recall so we don't lose you and waste all this training money on you.
And right. that's a terrifying.
It's terrifying. There's also an interesting trend in this for law firms, that law firms have been hiring new people, you know, people graduating from law school, and they say, you know what, we changed our mind. Start in 6 months. Start in a year. So sometimes they're giving people a little bit of money and saying, go do pro bono work and we'll get. But sometimes they're saying, we can't even pay you. So start in 6 months, but don't get a job somewhere else. But, oh, I'm sorry, you're not going to get a paycheck.
And, Beth, you didn't actually want Jason Ramirez to wake up his parents since he's moved home.
Probably not a great idea.
Los Angeles
probably
time.
Not a good
we
idea.
Don't want you to get kicked out of your home there, Jason.
Thank you.
Do you have to say if you're applying for work? You sound more like a freelancer maybe, but do you have to say to your employer that you have a part-time job right now, and are they compelling you to maybe ditch your burn your bridge if you're going to take full-time work?
No, actually, that's not. I am. I'm not freelancing, but my employer did mention that if we decided we wanted to take part-time jobs, that it was more supportive of it. As for myself, it's worked out well with some of my coworkers and colleagues. Have also pulled their children out of daycare and I'm spending the day with them in other ways. But my current employer is very supportive of my other career interests as well.
Well, lucky for that. To Jason Ramirez, thanks so much. He works in web design and video production, living at home, among his cost savings since he's been on involuntary furlough since February. And Tim Kirkwood, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
He's a flight attendant, author of The Flight Attendant Job Finder and Career Guide, and partner in avianation.com. He's been on full-time furlough since April 1st. A sort of a final thought, Beth, on if you're faced with a situation.
Well, I think you have to use it, the silver lining, look at it as an opportunity, figure out what you want to do with those extra days. And one really important one is kind of a side note. If you are now working fewer than 25 to 30 hours, make sure you're still getting health insurance, because that's a cutoff for many employers. So make sure your benefits are still intact.
And there's no loyalty benefit for hanging out on these furlough lists, right? I mean, if you hang out there and just say, okay, I'll take the 10% pay cut, there's no benefit on the upside if the economy turns.
Probably not, although some employers are telling people if they say, okay, we're giving you a furlough, take 6 months off, we're going to give you half your pay, we promise you, you won't be one of the ones laid off.
Well, we'll see what happens
when the economy turns
around.
Get that one in writing.
Beth Koblenner, New York Times bestselling author of Get a Financial Life, and thanks so much, Beth, as always.
My pleasure.